from? Are you from the council?
I'm from public health.
From public health, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that the call was is because someone, I believe, has made a malicious phone call about myself concerning loud music.
Right.
Which was covered under the Environmental Protection Act 1990. And
mm-hmm.
I was disputing this fact, and
right.
with good cause. And I've had a lot of people making malicious phone calls, phoning up, accusing me of different things that I haven't done. And Enfield Council's took their complaints as first hand evidence, as first hand complaints, when I've been complaining prior with video evidence of these people attacking me and trying to take my life. Okay.
So if it come from us, that would be what the letter
is implying.
If it come from our team. That's what
the letter be implying, that I basically, someone's made a complaint, and is that person willing to attend court against myself? Because I prefer, you know, I don't want something put onto my record, even allegations. I've lived in my property since 2004, and it's now 2022, and I've never had a noise complaint beforehand. I've not upgraded any sound equipment. I've got massive sound equipment. It's all in my lockup at home. I don't in my storage. I don't even bring it to my house. I have a baby sound system, a logistic sound system. I have complained it prior to the council about soundproofing in the properties, and that I can hear other people talking, and I can hear their personal conversations as they can mine, and I think that infringes my right to a private and private life and family life under my human rights. But so
ultimately, the legislation doesn't cover our legislation doesn't cover insulation of buildings. So
Yeah, domestic noise. Yeah, I can actually transcribe somebody's conversation as if I was eavesdropping into somebody's house and listen to them. Do you know, like when you watch the film, well-known film Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, and they put the recording equipment up against the wall with the microphone to listen to the other people? You don't even need the recording equipment here. You can just listen to them talking.
Yeah.
So
ultimately, that's housing. This is got complaints about the building that would be housing. This is about the noise that is being reported. And the letter that you've received, which sounds like the first warning letter,
has that been filed into my record and for the council?
We don't have a record for individual properties. It's been filed as part of the complaint, which is exactly in line with our policies, exactly as you would do with any complaint. It's filed against in relation to the complaint, and then all of the investigation proceeds from there. The letter you received was it the 3rd of March?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so it's this year. Okay. So the letter you received is a standard letter.
It's a bit peculiar. Like, I've lived here since 2004, and I've never had one before till date now, isn't it? And the person that I think has made this complaint, I'm putting a claim in against them that could lead them to a custodial sentence, a lengthy custodial sentence. I've been building a website, horrificcorruption.com. Which is just maybe something you might do out of your workouts, horrificcorruption.com. And if you clicked on test server, You can see all the recordings I've got of them feel cancelled. The neighbourhood office team telling me that they didn't realise I was recording them, telling me that I've been robbed. There's nothing I can do. They've made all fake applications, holding me in my house for 7 years. Let my neighbours viciously attack me. I've had to put recording equipment in every single room. So I've got cameras in all of my rooms in my house, a WiseNet camera system, and to record my neighbours attacking me, banging on the walls and that. I've put in numerous complaints.
I've explained that at the end of the day, attacking is a police issue.
Yeah.
If you're complaining about antisocial behaviour, you need to speak to the social behaviour team.
I've done that. And
we don't deal with anything other than...
I can appreciate what you're saying, but what confuses me is the ASBOLA actually got me for 9 years, got me for 7 years. It said the organisation of illegal raves. When I've put subject access requests into to the council, I've had to request all of the subject access requests of the police attending the locations, the incidents I was accused of. And I've got all the noise abatement team actually going in out of hours teams. I've got all their names. I've got everyone's personal info. All of your, like, a lot of the team, I believe that your teams or past teams' management's details and that, like, I've got part of my complaint from them all and all the paperwork being forged and that. That's what I was saying. If you had a look at horrificcorruption.com, just even look through the ASBO and wrote your department noise complaint.
Focus on this letter.
Appreciate that, but what my concern is, obviously, with Enfield Council, like, I wasn't known on their records in 2014. Then all the neighbourhood office team and that, because I've requested all of the personal data. My mum had been writing to them for say 6 months about what they were letting the neighbours do to me, throughout the ASBO, which the noise team are involved in, and basically, what the council decided to do was to, rather than help me and do what was right by what me and my mum were complaining about when I chose to do the right thing and go through the right channels, they went and logged into the computer systems and I've got their release notes, and they all say, look, they need to build a history to cover up what's being done about me, in so many words. And they're going to start building a Rio history, a mental health history. They're going to start building all this. Dawn Allen, Jackie Gubby, Louise Brown, the neighbourhood officers. Then you can see them writing to the doctors. The doctors and all that saying there's no history on me. And then they basically, they said there's no history on me. Then the next day they've all logged in the computer without ever meeting me and started saying, oh, Simon's crazy. Simon's this. Now there's 30 million words, say, of them building a history for me. And the people that me and my mum were complaining about prior in all the month emails were 6 months before anyone else complained. They went and met all of them behind my back, made loads of fake applications, ASBO, a possession order to take my home on top of barring me, and used all of the true perpetrators and turned them into the victims. And me as the true victim, they labelled me as the perpetrator, and they went for non-stop applications. I've just come out of court cases with them for the last... I've done 4 years in 2 injunction orders, 2 possession orders that I just won, and I've done 7 years for the ASBO, which I've not been arrested or found guilty or nothing in 25 years by the police. You know, all of this is hosted on my website, but because of the way that they've let these people attack me and they've twisted around who is what and not done a fair investigation, these people are now contacting yourselves. Because they can see the news, the evidence I'm putting up on the websites and about them, and now they're trying to push any route to get out. You know, this other person that's made this complaint now, I believe it's 117 Burncroft Avenue. She's a new girl that moved into the premises, say 5 months ago. I've got the dates of everything, and I was polite to her. She didn't have keys. Let her in the property. She's got a black boyfriend as well, but a mixed race, the same colour as me. She's a white girl. So, but then they've decided to discriminate against me, and they sat there tapping on the floor and attacking me above, and I've got loads of recordings of them doing that. Now, because I think they're only temporary accommodation, 2 flats above, they want out to their secure tenant, to their secure premises, their new tenancy that they're going to get off the council, and they're now pushing routes like yourself to get out of the flat quicker, do you know? And I'm just being used as an scapegoat for that to happen. And I've got a secure tenancy, and I've not had no fair investigation or any of my complaints taken seriously. And I don't believe that these people would be able to stand up in court against me, because it'll open Pandora's box in so many words. So I understand that it's just an alleged offence, but I've watched people put these things onto my records before, because I've got copies of it, and then they start using it in the near on future once they've added a bit more. Well, now you've had 3 complaints, and these are just people phoning up with no probable cause or fair reasons, you know. So it's like they're using yourselves now as a knife in a knife that they've got on them concealed, and they're going to try and use you to stab me, and I've done nothing wrong, and I'm already putting claims in against them.
What do you want us to call you for?
I just wanted to make sure that if you could be kind enough to leave a note on the computer that I dispute the fact of me playing loud music, that I've lived in my house since...
We haven't. We're not accusing you of playing loud music.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that I've had a letter saying that somebody from this premises, or they believed that music was coming from this premises, or...
So therefore we're investigating.
So yeah, and I just asked him for you to take my side of the story and just say... Yeah, what is it? So if it's an ongoing investigation, no matter what, I should be allowed to put my side down, and I can do that verbally to yourself by law, or I can do that in written writing if you prefer. And all I'm asking for you to do is to take a note of my side of what's being said, and that I dispute any allegation of any noise. Yeah, go on, sir. Yeah, I spoke to her in short, yeah, that's correct, and she told me that she was going to pass me along to Enfield Highway Community Service, which are a lot of the people that done all the Yasbo on me, and...
Well, that's not what she said, and this is when you spoke to a lady and you were asked, I was asked to, hang on, this is the one, yeah, she asked you to bring to give you a call,
yeah.
And you pretty much repeated exactly
what she said. I didn't ask her to give me a call, she advised me that... You may be somebody that I should speak to. And I said, okay, well, she said that she'll send you over an email and ask you to contact me. And I said, okay, well, if that's the route around getting this amended or putting my side forward, then I'm prepared to do that. So I've explained to you.
She put it here that you said that you was upset. It wasn't true. You have over 100 emails we called in. You had a 7-year curfew. Correct me if any of this is not right. He said that you built a website, which you mentioned that. When you put all the proof of evidence, we had a curfew on. According to people,
members of staff victimising me and labelling me.
That's not part of this investigation.
Yeah, I understand you, but I'm just explaining to you the prior history to the people that you are representing or you're acting on behalf of or taking the investigation under. Even if you don't want to disclose them people's names or personal information, they are still people making allegations against me or my character. So I'm just putting my pennies worth down.
Right, let me start asking Mr. Cordell. If you go down the road of making a complaint about somebody disturbing yourself, whatever they're disturbing yourself, council to
fill
yourself as a complainant?
This is what part of my complaint enlarges about. Me and my mother made numerous complaints about these same people, and nothing's ever been done or no fair investigations taken part from the police or the council, the neighbourhood office teams. The answer to your question is I do expect you to follow a fair investigation and not to act bias in any manner and act on both parties and come to a fair conclusion in respect of all the evidence that's presented in front of you lot. So I just wanted to, rather than just let someone talk about me and maliciously make up calls or allegations, I wanted to just confirm that I say my side, and that was it. I think that we've done that, and I just wanted for you to take a couple of notes, which you're saying has already been done. Yeah, because I got recordings and emails of them, and them not acting. They're in charge. He's on one of the highest paying jobs in the country right now, and he's took on all of this stuff from Rob Leake, which is his past management team and the rest of it. I've been phoning the whistleblowing lines and taking all the correct protocols that I should do, and you know they've just completely violated my human rights and my right to life, and they've tarnished my name. They've slandered me. And I'm not happy with the way that they've treated me. So, yeah, right now, I've took their insurance policies off of them. I asked for a copy of them. I've got the last 10 years backdating. I'm writing my claim as I'm going through their insurance, the insurance department right now. I'm dealing with Kay Osborne. And she's just tried to undermine me, even though they were trying to label me as somebody that's mentally unwell. They've continuously put in notes to the doctors asking for the doctors to come here, but none of them meeting me. I've got like 17 referrals off the council. Every time my mum and me write to the council, they will message the doctors instead and ask the doctors to come and do a mental health assessment. I've passed every mental health assessment. I've won every single case that they've put against me. I think about 50 cases I've been arrested for, won all of them. Do you know, like, so I've just put my case together. I understand that most of this isn't to do with, but part of it does involve your department, and I just wanted to, I think we've explained
it. Yeah. So let's go back to the noise calls. What, apart from what I've mentioned, in relation to the noise only, what else did you want me to put on the file in relation to your version of events, or have we pretty much
covered most of it there. I'm prepared to go to court against any person, and I'd be happy for them to pay for a solicitor for me and be able to present my case. Do you know? I've been trying to get legal aid gets granted for anything like that. I can present half of what I'm saying as the case history, and I'd be happy to bring the whole lot to court. And I reckon that, you know, I'll win 100% down on anything that's happened here. But at the end of the day, I'm an innocent person, and I do treat my home as my home, and I respect it as my home.
I've put in you're happy that these notes are what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
What you wanted to be noted, sorry. So with regards to the case in relation to the noise, we're not saying
Okay.
And the file will be updated as and when we have more information, but it won't just be, from my point of view, because this is my case, from my point of view, I won't be suddenly just putting notes on randomly because I feel like it. I'll be putting notes on based on what I've read, I've witnessed, I've seen, because that forms part of the investigation. Okay. And if later on down the road,
yeah, I appreciate that. What is this going to... Just out of curiosity, and just like, obviously, because you weren't in the department, I bet you're well-knowledged. When it comes to noise, there is no noise restrictions for a house, is there anymore? In 2012, they deregulated the Noise Act, Licensing Act 2003, and 1990 is the Environmental Noise Act, pollution, and in 2000... In 2012, they deregulated the licensing and noise regulations so that there ain't even decibel readings anymore. It's just it takes multiple noise nuisance complaints about any one person to prepare a case to bring them to court, and it's a discretion to what is a complaint.
No,
Pardon?
No. It doesn't take multiple
people to complain. So what? It's just one.
We can act on one complaint if we witness a statutory nuisance.
A statutory and nuisance. What is a statutory nuisance to cut a class? And what would you say is a standard? Yeah, the right to a private and family life, Article 13 of your human.
No, it's something to do with the Human Rights Act. Everybody is entitled to reasonable enjoyment of their property.
Peace and enjoyment.
The key word is reasonable.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Right. So people are, for example, if someone wants to sit in their lounge, for example, and watch their favourite film. But if they're watching their favourite film at such a volume, and this is just an example, at such a volume that one or other of their neighbours is having to increase the volume of their TV, for example, to hear their TV over their neighbour's TV, that becomes a nuisance. That's a nuisance.
I'm not even allowed back out of my house ever because they've forged an ASBO, which I can clearly prove and gave me 7 years for it without even arresting me. I can never go back out to the party scene ever again. I can never go to my friends. I'm not allowed to. I've had to close my entertainment company down. I'm basically a hostage in my house because of their applications and their forgery. And there is no time limitation on how long I have to claim for anything because they disputed the fact that I was unwell anyway. So for as long as someone's saying you're unwell, the time limitation won't start. And for as long as as long as they dispute the fact that they forged the ASBO applications or dispute the forgery and all the rest of it, which I can clearly prove, the time limit never starts. Yeah. For as long as they're disputing. So even if you did try to bring me to court for something like this, which I am innocent for anyway, I can present to them what they've done to my standard of life and to this is my home. I can't go out clubbing and listen to this. Every day to me might as well just be a Friday or a Saturday in it. I don't play music loud. I go to sleep quite early, 9, 10 o'clock, and 90% of my time is spent on the computer, and you can't be listening to music while you're doing the work that I'm doing on the computer. I build my own websites, doing design and stuff like that. And considering the facts that this is a new person, I think in 117, that's just moved in a couple of months ago, and none of my other neighbours have complained since 2004 about noise, it's a bit like, the whole thing seems a bit bogus, to be honest, and unfair. You know, it ain't like I've gone out and bought a brand new sound system or something. And what I have is a logical sound system, surround sound system. Sometimes in the daytime, on Monday to Friday, where I'm not allowed to go out to work, and I wouldn't go back to work. I've got all of the festival paperwork here and everything I needed, and I had all the grants and everything, but I can't go back to Enfield Council and bring my work to them because of what they've done to my life and allowed to happen to me and my missus. You know, the way that they've made malicious, loads of bogus stuff up about us, pushed it out in the general public, used my name, slandered it everywhere, and then I've got all the doctors coming saying to me, well, I know that my name went viral because of what they've done, but every time the council sends the doctors or comes to my door, if I told them my name goes viral, they say, well, you've got a tablet stand, but that's attempted manslaughter, right? Plus that they locked me in here, and when I'm telling them, well, you've forged the ASBO down the phone and that, they didn't realise I was recording them, so I've got all the neighbour office team, I've got about 20 phone calls of it happening. The things that they're saying to me down the phone is, you've been robbed, you're black, this, you're never allowed back out again, ha ha. And even the call assistants are saying to all the rest of the staff, shh, be quiet, stop, he's on the phone. You know, you can hear it all in the background. You know, and the way that they've just treated me and left me in that, I don't have a fair standard of life, and I won't again in my own birth country. You know, like, so right now, most of my time is spent on working.
Yeah.
I can understand what you're saying there, but what you've got to understand is I've never ever brought my sound system back here. Us throwing parties or doing anything, or doing anything, I've never brought none of my friends here. I've never had a birthday party in this flat since 2006. Hang on one second, someone's just on the phone. Hello? Oh no, it's alright, sorry. So, I've never had a birthday party now. Where these are banging on the walls with pots and pans and from all or every wall, I can't even sleep in my bedroom, on my front room. I've got, my mum bought me like a wireless net camera system, 24-hour recording, and it all backs up online. I can't sit in my house without getting attacked. Even like 2 days ago, they're getting the drills on the walls. And not because I'm being noisy, because I'm working on a computer, building a website, writing what they've done to me. And they all know that they're looking at custodials. So because why can they know that I'm doing that, and the council won't do nothing about it? They're just going to continuously attack me. So sometimes when I speak to a lot of my family, and I've got this all on recordings, everyone will just say to me, just turn the music on, or turn the TV up just so that you can't hear them. So even when I've got my TV up and it does sound sometimes loud, it's because I can't even, I had a new partner come here recently, and a new girl partner, and we can't have a conversation because they've breached my family home, the rights of my family home so bad. I have to whisper to them. When she's saying things loud to me, I don't want my neighbours to hear. I have to tell her to be quiet, you know. The damage that they've done, the judge ordered that I get moved out of this house once I approved and one order, two possession orders and two injunction orders that were forwarded after 5 years of court proceedings, which just finished last year. The judge ordered that I get moved out of here to a like-to-like house, and to a two-bedroom like-to-like house. It's mandatory that it happens. I've won all the cases. Don't bring no more cases and use the council's company credit card against Mr. Caldwell anymore. The court had enough of it. And basically, the council decided to leave the neighbours, just keep attacking me, and never transferred me out of the house. And now I'm stuck in this house for the rest of my life, basically. I can't go out clubbing again. The neighbours won't stop attacking me on the walls. Even my new partner's been here the last two, three weeks. She's been getting attacked completely. Her mum just died recently. While her mum's dead, she's getting attacked in their house, and I'm getting attacked. So we're both willing to go to court. I've recorded it with video cameras as well, what they're doing. Sometimes I have no choice but to do that to even live at any slight standard of life in this house with the way they're influencing my human rights.
Mr. Caldwell, I'm trying to explain to you, if you turn, you talked about a surround system.
Yeah, mini, it's a baby mini surround system. That's a TV surround system.
Let me finish you. If you start turning your surround system up, bear in mind that in
self-defense, to protect myself and to have some privacy in my room when people are putting drills on the wall to try and treat me like Frankenstein. So that's attempted. When they're trying to take my life, I'm allowed to do use the minimal amount of protection, and if that is draining at them trying to hurt me or victimize me in my own home, I will do that. And if you sort of think that any different, that I shouldn't protect myself and self-defense, bring me to court and I'll bring the videos of what they're all doing and why that music gets turned on. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do appreciate what you're saying, but come on, there's two sides to every penny.
Every time I try to talk to you,
no, I understand what you're saying, and I really appreciate it. I'm with you with what you're saying. It don't take an idiot to understand what you're trying to explain to me, and you're trying to say to me, yeah, surround sound system, this ain't the circumstances that are here now, this environment, this house, and what it's being used to do is a torture house and hold me in here illegally. And let my neighbour suspiciously attack me. I'm allowed to act in self-defence slightly, and if that means that the levels of the walls are that bad that I can hear them and they can hear me, and they're getting power tools on the walls. Do you know, like the guy must have over 1,000 pictures on his wall, and from where he's been, and I've got 1,000 videos of it, day in, day out, then on the walls all day long. Yeah. And then look, that one there, them banging pots. I've got so many videos. I don't do that. I sit there without it turned on. I just sit there with it turned off because I'm working on the computer, and my work proves that. And you can watch me in my house. But if I did turn it up to in self defense, sorry, go on. I apologise.
Right, okay. I'll make a note to you.
And just say first.